Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Brett Clay is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Selling Change, among other things, the founder of Change Leadership Group, and your own radio show, right, Brett?
Yes, indeed. TheActuationZone.com.
And that's on where and when?
It's on the internet. It's streaming. ActuationZone.com.
All right, so check it out. We're talking about values. This is something that's Brett is very close to in his work. It's something you heard me talk about on my show. I devote a whole chapter in my new book to values. I want to read three quotes for you, Brett, as we talk, and then I want you to come back to the things that you listed. I think it was three areas that I want to discuss when we went to the break. Here are three quotes that I think are really meaningful to me. The first one is on authenticity and transparency. It's by Socrates. 2,500 years ago, he said, "The way to live with honor is to be in reality what you appear to be." Now, that's when I hear that, I hear, okay, whatever my values are, you can know what they are and you can count on them. You may not agree with everything of my values, but at least you know today you can count on them tomorrow. And the second one is by Albert Camus, the Nobel laureate. Albert Camus said, "Integrity has no need of rules." That's one of my favorites. And then this one's by one of my Brain Trust members, Lynn Morella, one of our ethics experts. He says, "Ethics is devotion to the unenforceable." What do you think about those three quotes?
I think those are great. In sales, we always talk about the importance of preserving the customer's trust mm-hmm. in us. If you're not trustworthy as a business person, people aren't going to do business with you very long. And so having relationships that are based on trust and never betraying that trust mm-hmm. is absolutely essential to having that, like you said, that relationship where you're crossing the threshold, sort of the metaphor is in marriage, with your customer. I mean, why would you get married to someone or do business with someone that you couldn't trust?
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely essential.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
The other thing about values that I really think that we take, that we take for granted the importance of values every day because they drive the life that we live. And if we're not only is it a question of trust, but it's a question of happiness, if you will. You know, if we're not living the values not doing the things that we actually value, then we're not going to be happy. It's just so easy to get overwhelmed by every day's activities and all the things that are urgent.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that as one of my tips for today as a small business people is to sit down and identify your values. Like, when's the last time you actually sat down and went through what your values are and thought about what's important to you and are you doing those things that are important?
I'll bet. And here's let me add another project, another wrinkle to that project, which I think is an excellent one, and that is this: try to determine what other people think about your values, because what you think are your values and how they manifest when you interact with other people could be two different things. Road test your values. How about that?
Exactly. So there's sort of two aspects that we're hitting on the values. One is sort of the ethics or the morals or the way that you conduct yourself. And then the other aspect are the things that are important to you. What do you care about and what do you want to work towards? And, you know, what makes you happy?
Right.
And so first of all, if you identify your own, that's a starting point. The second thing is talk to your family.
Right.
Those probably are the people most important to you. What are their values? You know, we take this for granted again. And mm-hmm. sit down with them and compare your values and their values, even if it's
And more than likely, though, if you've got a family like I've had, you don't have to talk to them. Just listen. They'll tell you.
Exactly.
You got to believe them when they tell you too. That's the thing.
Well, exactly, because again, that's the expert from afar, right? We only believe the people come from 50 miles away.
Right.
So it's likely that you're going to have to compromise in order for everyone to get their values. So that's task one. Task two is sit down with your employees and understand their values. So another fancy term in psychology is called the reciprocity principle. And that means that if you do something nice for someone, they'll feel almost obligated to do something
givers,
nice for you.
Givers gain.
So can you imagine the impact you'd have on your
family? You know that's biblical, right? You know that's biblical. It's in Ecclesiastes. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Exactly. The principle of reciprocity. So if you can you imagine if you sat down with your employees and you asked them about their values, they'd probably be so shocked.
You're right.
They wouldn't know what to say. But once
people
they got
aren't, aren't comfortable, we're not so comfortable, are we, talking about that?
Well, exactly, because it's quote-unquote personal. But if you actually sat down and with your employees and asked them what they value, they would be so delighted, you know, to know that you care about them and that they would work so hard, you know, and there's a term we call engagement that's popular these days. Basically, it's whether or not employees are just going through the motions, punching their time clock, or they're really trying to do a good job. And they will try to do a good job if they think you care about them.
Well said, Brett. I need your website one more time quickly.
Sellingchange.com.
Hey, Brett, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You got it.
Brett Clay, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.